Ladies and gentlemen, federal employees, you might have noticed that so many of your coworkers, right around when they get to age 57, so many of them retire. They leave the government. Today, we're going to talk about why people do that. What are the reasons that people are saying, hey, I've had enough. I want to take the benefits I have. I want to go. Why are they doing that? What are the main perks of retiring at age 57? Now, if you are new here, welcome. So good to have you. My name is Dallin Hawes. I'm a financial planner who serves federal employees just like you every day. And I absolutely love it. So let's dive in. Again, age 57 is a very popular age for federal employees to retire. Today, we're going to talk about why that is. Number one, one of the biggest reasons is because nowadays, the MRA, or the minimum retirement age of federal employees, is right around 57. Now, your specific MRA will depend on when you were born, right? The younger you are right now, the more likely your MRA is simply 57. However, the older you are, then your MRA may be 56 in some months, right? It'll be right in there. It's going to be between 56 and 57, right in that range, okay? And as MRA basically says in its name, it's the minimum retirement age. And for traditional federal employees, right, not special provisions, right, for traditional federal employees, you have to hit your MRA between 56 and 57. Again, for most of you, it's probably going to be 57. Some of you, it'll be 56 in some months, okay? Your MRA is the earliest you can leave to get a pension right away, to keep your health insurance, and to keep a lot of the benefits that you know and love and that you want as a federal employee. So that's one of the biggest reasons, right? That you have to hit your MRA to keep any of the main benefits you want, right? If you leave before your MRA, you may still get a pension, but you certainly can't keep things like your health insurance and things like that, okay? So keep that in mind. Is your MRA, again, as the name suggests, is your minimum retirement age where you can keep a lot of the main benefits, okay? That is the first reason why it is so popular to retire right around 56, 57, basically your MRA, okay? Next, the next big reason that federal employees like to retire or do retire around age 57 is because for many special provision, many positions, they're actually forced out, right? They're forced out at age 57 or right around 57, 56, 57, depending on the position. So that may be another reason that some of your coworkers and colleagues are leaving right around this time is that they're forced to go, okay? Again, most traditional FERS employees don't have anything like that. They're not forced out ever, but many special provision federal employees like law enforcement, air traffic controllers, you know you have a forced retirement age where you have to get out by a certain time unless there's exceptions that are made for you, okay? Last but not least, another huge reason that people leave the government around age 56, 57 is because if they do leave then, they then have access to their TSP without any early withdrawal penalties, right? Now, you may ask, well, I thought the TSP was a retirement account, and don't you have to wait to 59 and a half? Don't you have to wait till 59 and a half to get into retirement accounts without a 10% early withdrawal penalty? And the answer is, well, you're right and you're wrong. The default rule for retirement accounts is yes, you do have to wait till 59 and a half to be able to pull money from retirement accounts without a penalty. However, the TSP has an exception to that rule. And the exception goes something like this. It says that if you leave the government in the year you turn 55 or later, okay, so leaving on your MRA would be later than that, you'd qualify, you'd be able to access your TSP immediately without that early withdrawal penalty. So if you go at your MRA, okay, then you would be able to get access again to your TSP without the early withdrawal penalty. Now, will you have to pay taxes on the withdrawal? The answer is yes. If you're taking from your traditional TSP, your pre-tax TSP, then yes, you'll still have to pay taxes, but you will avoid the early withdrawal penalty that comes normally before 59 and a half on retirement accounts, okay? So again, these are the three main reasons that so many of your colleagues retire around their around 57. It's first, it's the MRA for a lot of people. It's the first time they can leave and keep a lot of the benefits they want. Next, a lot of people are forced out at that age. And last but not least, people can access their TSP without a penalty, which are all great reasons. Now, the exact retirement age that is perfect for you, it just depends. Depends on how many years of service you have, depends on what you want and what your retirement goals are. And if you want help in planning your retirement, check out, there's a link in the description below. You can check us out, figure out what it looks like working with us and see if we are a good fit to help you retire. But otherwise, I hope this is helpful to give you a sense for why 57 is so popular. And I'll see you guys next time.